Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, click Find a Church. Welcome back to Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, January the 8th. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Not Soundbite of the Week, but Soundbite of the Year. We've gone back over all of the winners of Soundbite of the Week through 2009. We picked out those that were runaway winners or that were well represented by our voters and by the topics we cover here on Issues Etc. in the course of a year. We brought five of them forward into the first week of January to play for you, to give you your chance to vote for Soundbite of the Year 2009. We'll play these five soundbites. All you got to do is listen, and then, for whatever reason you have, give us a call and vote for one of these for Soundbite of the Year. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email your votes to talkback@issuesetc.org or Twitter us at @issuesetc. Now, the listener with the best reason for their vote, and we do want to hear where you're listening and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. The listener with the best reason for their vote will get, as usual, the LPR bundle package. That's the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, the pen, and the bumper sticker, but also two additional items. The best reason for their vote will also get a year's membership to the Issues Etc. Reformation Club, and there are all sorts of benefits that go along with that as well, and a signed copy of Pastor Matt Harrison's book, At Home in the House of My Fathers. That's the listener with the best reason for their vote as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at @issuesetc. Now, these soundbites might sound familiar with you play Soundbite of the Week. That's because they're all from 2009. We want to pick Soundbite of the Year. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at @issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Bill Swirla on what it's like in God's courtroom.
The emphasis over and over again, Jesus' parables, when you're dealing with God, you're dealing with a God of mercy, a God who, judicially speaking, is, if you'll pardon the expression, a little crazy. I mean, this is like night court. He's just going and dismissing cases left and right. Now, if you want to argue your case on its own merits and bring in a bunch of file folders and try to plead your case on your merits, you're in a heap of trouble because you're going against court orders here, and you're left entirely on your own, which is truly foolish. In the Old Testament, foolishness is unbelief, and that unbelief is the real mystery, the real foolishness, because here God is openly inviting people to cash in on his good name, to be clothed with the righteousness of Christ that's not their own, and to live before God on the good reputation of their older brother Jesus. And to refuse that and to seek some other way is just utter foolishness. You really become self-condemned. God is justified in saying, oh, go to hell, you know, literally.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Bill Swirla, on what it's like in God's courtroom. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year on this Friday afternoon. Live this January the 8th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email your vote to talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those votes right here in the studio in real time, or Twitter us at @issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from, it's really a montage of former members of the President's Council on Bioethics, Robert George, Gilbert Mylander, William Hurlbut, on President Obama's funding for embryonic stem cell research.
In all the talk about curing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and so forth, who shuffled off the stage is the victim, the tiny embryonic human being who will now be sacrificed, treated as disposable research material. And what's really disappointing is that President Obama does not present each side of the argument here. He presents one side's point of view and then pretends that the other side's doesn't exist. or that even raising criticism of the point of view that he adopts is somehow being divisive or politicizing science. What the president is doing there is wrong.
Science must always be constrained by moral principle. We don't for a moment think that researchers should be permitted to do whatever they want to do. We have all sorts of regulations that govern research in this country. Science itself always has moral agendas at work. It's not as if it's value-free in any way. If we suppose that it's entirely neutral with respect to moral questions, it's not.
Bottom line is whether we as a society are going to endorse the instrumental use of human life at its earliest stages in scientific research. And once we cross that boundary, it's not just a slippery slope down, it's a crumbly cliff. We're all the way to the bottom. There are no logical stopping points.
That's soundbite number two. Robert George, Gilbert Mailander, William Hurlbut on President Obama's funding for embryonic stem cell research. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the year? 1-877-623-MYIE. Twitter us at IssuesETC or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Mark Knuckles. Oh, golly, I can't even remember what we were talking about, but he had a great insight. It was one of our pastor's roundtables that we do every Thursday here on Issues, etc. He was responding to a very common assertion. Look, we believe the same thing. We just express it differently.
The reason I'm laughing is that it's the can you imagine family dynamics if your son or daughter said, well, Dad, that's just how you look at it. I'm looking at it the same way, but I'm just coming at it from a different angle. Well, there's got to be some authoritative truth, or otherwise it's complete chaos. That is kind of sad, and that is the issue. We may believe these same things, but ultimately over time, in confessing them in a different manner, a different mode or style of worship service and so on, it may not have any short-term effect, but long-term, large effect, because it's ultimately going to create a new confession. Or otherwise, why would we then not worship like the Pentecostals or the Charismatics or the Baptists or the Methodists or Presbyterians? It goes along with their point of view of how God comes to them, how they view what God's word and sacraments are. It is an expression of that faith there.
That's soundbite number three. Should it be soundbite of the year? Pastor Mark Knuckles on, we believe the same thing, we just express it differently. Twitter us at IssuesETC. Email us, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or give us a call on this Friday afternoon, January the 8th. We're trying to get you to vote for soundbite of the year. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Soundbite number four comes from a regular guest, Pastor Matt Harrison. He was talking about a time for confession, not compromise on the part of the church.
The bad news is we are in a post-denominational age. The good news is we are in a confessional age. And that means old institutions are tottering and teetering. Hermann Sasse said, the future belongs to those who dare to confess their dogma. We must dare to confess the scriptures, no matter what. No matter what the culture presses upon us, no matter what mistakes and failings of other Christians or denominations around us, we must confess the scriptures. Difficult times drive us to the confession. They drive us to the scriptures. Rebirth always comes because the word of God is living and mighty and sharper than any two-edged sword. God allows heresies to come in order to purify the church, as tragic as it is. And the church ebbs and flows according to human sight, but the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and the Orthodox Church will continue.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, on a time for confession, not compromise. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the year? We still have one more to play for you, soundbite number five. 1-877-623-MYIE. Twitter us at IssuesETC or talkback@IssuesETC.org is our in-studio email address. Now get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number five from 2009's audio, trying to pick soundbite of the year. It's an atheist who is very generously offering Christians post-rapture pet care.
As long as other people believe in the rapture as strongly as I disbelieve in it, I'm offering those people a service. I don't have to believe it's going to happen to fulfill my contract and to make sure that each of the pet rescuers we have is committed to the program. All of them have blasphemed in accordance with Mark 3:29, which is blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. to ensure they would never be raptured, because that is, according to Scripture, the only unforgivable sin. Each one of them has voluntarily submitted to us in writing a blasphemy that would make your hair curl, and that pretty much guarantees they're not going anywhere. One of our pet rescuers in 22 states will come, rescue their pet once the rapture happens, and care for them as their own.
All right, should that be soundbite of the year, soundbite number 5, an atheist offering Christians post-rapture pet care? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. We're playing soundbite of the year on this Friday afternoon, January the 8th. A vote for soundbite number 2 from Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. He says, as much as it pains me not to vote for Pastor Harrison, these three discussing the current administration's position on ESCR, that's Robert George, Gilbert Mylander, and William Hurlbut, needs to be played over and over again. It points out the hypocrisy of claiming to speak for the weak, the downtrodden, and the disenfranchised. But then, when a debate comes up where someone wants to speak up for a minority, you are labeled divisive and subversive. Michael, thank you very much for your vote in Strasburg, Illinois. Edie in Tennessee says, I vote for Matt Harrison because he's brilliant and very presidential, and, she says, so I can win Harrison's book before my husband does. Well, Edie in Tennessee, thank you very much for your vote. Via Facebook, Rod says, soundbite number 5, the atheist offering post-rapture pet care. Rod says, at least that way someone profits from poor theology while still getting their digs in. Rod, thank you very much for voting on Facebook. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. We're paying soundbite of the year. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Voter with the best reason for his vote gets the LPR bundle package, a signed copy of Pastor Matt Harrison's book, At Home in the House of My Fathers, and a year subscription to the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Stay tuned.
Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week, issuesetc.org. And click on-demand audio.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you. issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
LCMS Inc. canceled this. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are 4 levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact you got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
All right, so far in Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, we have a vote for soundbite number 2, a vote for soundbite number 5, and a vote for soundbite number 4, Pastor Matt Harrison on A Time for Confession, Not Compromise. Let's see what Mark has to say, calling from his car. Hi, Mark.
Pastor Todd, I'd like to vote for Pastor Swirla. I believe it was Martin Luther who said that he, meaning God, is toward you as you picture him to be. In other words, if you go before God looking to Christ as your Savior, he is going to be a forgiving God. But if you go before him thinking to stand on your works, then he is going to be a judge, and you are in a world of hurt.
Very well put, Mark. Thanks for listening in your car. Our call-in number for the rest of you as we vote for Soundbite of the Year, 1-877-623-MYIE, or email us talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's Dennis in Michigan. Hi, Dennis.
Hello, Pastor Harrison. Blessed Epiphany to you.
Oh, this isn't Harrison. This is Wilkin, but Harrison's one of the Soundbites.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted Pastor Harrison for the Soundbite. I wanted you for Issues, etc.
Oh, good. Well, I'll stay here, and hopefully we'll move Pastor Harrison to a new office sometime soon. So you like his soundbite. What do you like about it?
Okay, I have a trinity of reasons. I'll go down real quick. One, I believe it's because all LCMS delegates should be in the habit of voting for Pastor Harrison. Number two, because our Book of Concord clearly calls for us to believe, teach, and confess. And number three, the greatest blessing that Jesus bestowed upon Peter was when he made his confession as Christ, the Son of God. And upon this rock, this confession is what he has built his church. And this is what we should confess.
Dennis, thank you very much. And thanks for playing Soundbite of the Year. Here's a vote from a listener in Wyoming sent to us via YouTube video.
Hi, guys. We were just working on a few videos for our Tips by Tom website. And I thought I'd take a break and send in a video vote for Soundbite of the Year. Of course, I have to vote for Pastor Harrison, because he reminds me of another man who wrote a book called The Proper Distinction Between Law and Gospel, C.F.W. Walther, and in particular, Thesis 3 of that book. Rightly distinguishing the law and gospel is the most difficult and highest art of the Christian in general and of theologians in particular. It is taught only by the Holy Spirit in the school of experience. And that quote reminds me of Pastor Harrison. He quotes a great man in his soundbite, Herman Zosse. And I have no doubt that in the future, Lutherans for generations to come will be quoting Pastor Harrison.
Well, thank you very much, Karen, for that vote via YouTube video sent to us over Facebook from Wyoming. Thank you, Karen. Let's see what Steve has to say calling from his car. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
Great. I will vote for Pastor Harrison as well.
And why?
Well, if you think about what he's telling us, it's something that the good evangelicals always point to the literal churches, like the ELC, and say, you should be going there, but they should be doing it themselves, because eventually both the evangelicals and the liberals will end up in the same place. They just don't know it until they get there.
Interesting. I've never heard it put that way. I like the way you think, Steve. Thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. We're playing Soundbite of the Year this Friday afternoon, January the 8th, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Scott is listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. Pastor Harrison's comments are really the foundation of the solution to the problems in the other four soundbites. If we can confess and uphold scriptures no matter what, we cannot forgive sins. We have no objective foundation for the value of life. We cannot worship in spirit and truth, and we cannot have any concept of false doctrine. I'm honored to cast my vote for Matt Harrison, not only because he's got his theology straight and is willing to get the message out, but because his new book, At Home in the House of My Fathers, honors the memory of past LCMS presidents who fought that same good fight of faith.
Scott, thank you very much. My goodness, they're coming out of the woodwork. Let's see what Jonathan in Iowa has to say. He says, not only is Pastor Swirla a gifted speaker, that is quite true, but how wonderful it is to hear a Reformation teacher really explain forensic righteousness, a judicial term, a plain old regular guy language. You just got to love how he begins with God is crazy to you are crazy in unbelief. I didn't even notice that. It was a nice way of reading that soundbite. Jonathan in Iowa, thank you so much for your vote as well. This email comes from Richard in Stanford, California. He says, a vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Bill Swirla, who, as one who has grown up in work salvation, his message is great news. The fact that all my sin has been forgiven is life-freeing, aside from the fact that he sounds a lot like Catholic teacher Scott Hahn. I didn't know that. He can get more words in one breath than anyone I know. Thank you very much, Richard, in Stanford, California. Jim in Evansville, Indiana says, I like Pastor Swirla's soundbite a lot, but we just finished up with the Lifelight study on Ruth and Esther. Listening to Pastor Harrison, I am reminded of Mordecai's message in Esther chapter 4. Pastor Harrison is a man for such a time as this, and thankfully, he is not remaining silent. No, he isn't. Jim in Evansville, thank you very much. Carrie in Minnesota says, Matt Harrison, number 4, he speaks the truth. The time is now for confessing our faith boldly, for holding firm to true doctrine. Thank you very much, Carrie in Minnesota. Ron in the Twin Cities. Soundbite number 1, he says, one of my favorite pastors, Pastor Swirla, makes a great point, and one that shows what most people believe. They are a good person, so why do they need to use the righteousness of Jesus? I think you have to fool yourself pretty thoroughly, which most are perfectly able to do, to plead your own case before God. I think I'll take Jesus, says Ron in the Twin Cities. Thank you very much, Ron. Michael in West Valley, Utah, out west, says, Pastor Matt Harrison's bite has my vote. Confessing the Scripture is timeless and should be on the forefront of everyone's mind throughout their lives, as well as not being topical. His words ring true no matter what situation a Christian finds himself in. What would happen if everyone thought this way? It's a good question and a great vote. Thank you very much, Ron, in the Twin Cities. Here's Charlie in Maryland. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. I'm going to vote for Pastor Swirla today because I love it when anyone points out how insane the gospel is, and I love it when that insanity is on my behalf. And also, I just figured I'd vote for Pastor Swirla today since I'm voting for Pastor Harrison in July.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Godspeed in doing that. Karen in Michigan says, mine's a toss-up between Swirla and Harrison, 1 and 4. Give it to whoever needs it the most. I'm not keeping tally, so I don't know whoever needs it the most. I'll toss it in for number 4 if nobody minds. Luann in Champaign, Illinois says, soundbite of the year, this is tough stuff. The scientist in me wants to go for soundbite number 2, as I just about had a cow over the crazy, irresponsible things the president said and did about embryonic stem cells, and sentiment about how it should all be up to scientists. No need for ethical regulation. That's just plain silly. Science is as competitive and full of pitfall temptations as any major corporation, but soundbite number 1 puts the gospel pitted against works righteousness. So her vote goes for soundbite number 1. Let's see, time for a couple more votes, maybe not get all of them in. Soundbite number 4 from Thomas in Alma, Michigan. He says, got to go with the next president of the LCMS. Sorry, I can't read your whole email there. Sarah, listening in Roseville, Minnesota, votes for soundbite number 1. Difficult to choose, as all are excellent, but after considering, I can't vote for any of them besides 1. If our crazy God hadn't already dismissed our case, it wouldn't matter how boldly we confess our beliefs. Don in Junction City, Kansas, votes for soundbite number 4. The old line denominations are dying because they have lost their reason for existence. He says they've become an echo of the culture. That is a great line. Don, thank you very much. I'm going to put you over here on this pile just for a second. Jerry in Deer Lodge, Montana, votes for soundbite number 4. He said, I give a slight advantage to Matt Harrison for his call back to the true confession of the word. And Kevin in Ohio says, soundbite number 4. Pastor Harrison gives such a great message of hope, the church through the gospel. Amen, he says. That's the winner, soundbite number 4. Pastor Matt Harrison on A Time for Confession, Not Compromise.
The bad news is we are in a post-denominational age. The good news is we are in a confessional age. And that means old institutions are tottering and teetering. Hermann Zassa said, the future belongs to those who dare to confess their dogma. We must dare to confess the Scriptures, no matter what, no matter what the culture presses upon us, no matter what mistakes and failings of other Christians or denominations around us, we must confess the Scriptures. Difficult times drive us to the confession. They drive us to the Scriptures. Rebirth always comes because the Word of God is living and mighty and sharper than any two-edged sword. God allows heresies to come in order to purify the church, as tragic as it is. And the church ebbs and flows according to human sight, but the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and the Orthodox Church will continue.
Well, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Year, Soundbite number 4, Pastor Matt Harrison, on A Time for Confession, Not Compromise. Thanks to everybody who played Soundbite of the Year this Friday afternoon, everybody who's played Soundbite of the Week all throughout 2009 and hopefully into 2010. I've got a difficult choice to make between several of our voters here, but I have to go with Don in Junction City, Kansas, as the winner of the LPR bundle package, the year's membership in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club, and a signed copy of Pastor Matt Harrison's At Home in the House of My Fathers, when he says old line denominations are dying because they've lost the reason for existence. They become an echo of the culture. They stand for nothing and fall for everything. Very good thoughts there, Don. You are the winner of the LPR bundle package, the membership in the Reformation Club, and Pastor Matt Harrison's book, At Home in the House of My Fathers. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the power of God's Word. Pastor Charlie Malley will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. And thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.